This year, the Maricopa Association of Governments estimated that more than 6,200 people will go without shelter on any given night. In partnership with KJZZ, ASU Cronkite student reporter Chris Lindsay looks at how Maricopa County is handling the homeless crisis as it explodes.
Resting on a bed of rocks, a crown of hair peeks out from a tattered sleeping bag.
I saw myself in a catch-22.
41-year-old Jessica Orsonio is inside that bag, underneath a bus stop on the corner of 7th Street and Thomas.
I've been homeless for about 20 years, maybe a little longer on and off.
She's just one of thousands of chronically homeless people found during the Valley's annual point-in-time count.
Back to the rock bottom.
On this morning, temperatures were dropping into the low 40s, as Kelly Taft with the Maricopa Association of Governments oversees a team of volunteers.
These outreach teams are not providing services today. If they do see people in critical situations, they will call in for some help.
Typically, that's where the mental health contractor, Community Bridges, steps in.
I am Lauren Walker, Associate Director of the Housing and Community Integration Team with Community Bridges.
She and her associate, Anne-Marie Johnston, help the county's homeless find their way off the streets.
Sometimes their needs are, you know, a shower, washing their clothes, getting connected to a halfway house, shelter, recovery home.
The largest and longest running emergency shelter is CAS, or Central Arizona Shelter Services. It opened 35 years ago. Today it provides temporary emergency shelter for almost 500 people. Lisa Glow is the CEO of CAS. She works to provide shelter for newly evicted Arizonans. An increasing number of them are elderly. Recently, an 89-year-old woman stayed with them.
Which is outrageous. She came in with her walker and her son had been stealing her pension.
The number of seniors seeking shelter grew 6% last year, adding to the growing masses expected to fall through the cracks. Those who eventually make it to CAS for services are entered into the Homeless Management Information System, or MHIS. Using a magnetic badge, the clients are able to check in and out of the Human Services campus.
So if the clients use the badge to go to the Welcome Center that day or to access meals at St. Vincent de Paul, then it would trigger an HMIS that they came for services that day.
And when they haven't heard from someone for more than a few weeks?
We can go into HMIS and we can see have they utilized any other service provider.
Glow walks through the coordinated entry point where all homeless clients are first processed.
Coordinated entry is the intake place where they assess and try to divert people from homelessness, and then they would assign them a bed at CAS.
Glow says CAS currently turns away nearly 400 people a month, and that number is expected to grow.
We don't have enough emergency shelter beds in our community. For the fifth largest city in the nation, we are pathetically under-sheltered.
As word has spread that there is no more room, Community Bridges caseworkers go out into the streets.
I think most people know who Community Bridges is. We've been around for so long.
When the caseworkers do convince the chronically homeless to get help,
she's sleeping on the concrete in a park.
That's when Johnston says the ball gets rolling.
But if they refuse services, then it makes it difficult for us.
Osornio is refusing services.
I stay with Murray, but I try to stay with Murray.
Walker says they can't force them.
So sometimes people don't want to talk about housing. Some people definitely don't want to talk about their mental health, especially with a complete stranger.
Walker says from there, they do their best to figure out what the clients do want to talk about.
Sometimes that doesn't happen in a day, a week, a month. Some people, for years, it doesn't happen.
Bit by bit, the battle to get back on one's feet lies not solely on the person or their family, but the community around them as well.
The world is weird. It changes rapidly, and I just tend to stay out of the way.
Chris Lindsay, KJZZ News, Phoenix.